Video: Los Angeles mob breaks into and loots AutoZone store. By Amy Furr on June 16, 2025. Looters smashed their way into an AutoZone store in South Los Angeles on Monday, the same location that was hit twice before. The incident happened at the location on Century Boulevard and Hoover Street at around 4:30 a.m. following a so-called street takeover where drivers performed donuts in their cars, ABC 7 reported. Officers with the Los Angeles Police Department, LAPD, responded to the scene, but the suspects had fled by the time they arrived. Video footage shows the mob gathered outside the AutoZone. No arrests were made, and it remained unclear how much merchandise was swiped from the business. Two similar incidents happened at the store, one in June 2024 and another in September, per KTLA. A clip from the June 2024 break-in and looting showed the mob entering the store before taking off with what they wanted, per Fox 11. A neighbor who spoke to the outlet at the time said, "It's like inconvenient for me. I'm trying to get my stuff together so I can hurry up and get to work in this. I'm seeing this, I didn't even want to go inside the building right now." There were reportedly more than 100 people involved in Monday's incident, according to Fox 11. A reporter for the outlet said the mob ripped the metal gate off the front of the store and left it hanging as they smashed their way inside. The KTLA report said the mob had spray-painted expletives on the building's exterior, and one of those messages was directed at U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Violent riots erupted in Los Angeles recently over illegal immigration sweeps that ICE was performing in the area. The scene at the AutoZone in Los Angeles is reminiscent of how, in 2020, protesters set an AutoZone in Minneapolis on fire amid violent and destructive demonstrations over the death of George Floyd, Breitbart News reported at the time. The protests came as Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey called for the arrest of the police officer seen in a video kneeling on Floyd's neck before his death, the outlet said.